It's Shake and Bake, and I help.
I met her at the Burger King. Fell up outside the machine.
Hey, where's the meat?
We have the meat.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
This is Heartburn Honeys with Jason and Stephanie and food.
You ate it, Ralph.
Hi there. I know, it's been a while. We're here, and I am helping, somebody fulfill one of their, New Year's resolutions. Steph?
We've got a new flavor of Outshine popsicles to try. This one's grape. You ready?
I'm ready.
Ooh, that's good. That actually tastes like real grapes.
Oh, wow.
And not fake grape.
Yeah, this tastes like, you know, frozen grape juice. Like,
it tastes like the concentrate.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Mandy told us was going to happen.
Hmm. Oh, that is good. Mm. Yeah.
I like that these, like, you can pretend they're healthy because they've got real fruit in them.
Mm-hmm. You still have sugar in them. Even if it's natural sugar, it's still sugar.
Well, you need sugar to survive.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to eat sugar, it might as well come from fruit. Then you get the other stuff, like the vitamin C.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, yeah, these are really good.
And unlike the rest of the season where it's been cold and we're still eating popsicles today, it's kind of nice out.
Mm-hmm. It was at one point low 70s today.
Oh, not for me. But
for me it was. Yesterday, I went for a walk for the first time in shorts. Because it was warm enough. And the way I put it, if I were just sitting outside, I'd be wearing jeans and probably my sweatshirt. But because I'm hoofing it around the block, it's...
Oh, yeah, I get hot as I walk, too. That's why when we're outside in the winter, mm-hmm. I'm walking so fast I can lap you. To keep me warm. But in the...
I'm walking as fast as I can at that point because...
Oh, I know I'm a hummingbird. It's okay. But a weird thing by me is that the air will be warm, but the breeze is still pretty chilly coming off Lake Erie there.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll be, like, sweating through my bra, and then I'll get hit with a blast of icy Lake Erie air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's see. And then it's supposed to get down into the 30s again, right before spring starts.
Well, it's false spring. This is fool's spring.
I know. But it's supposed to be nice for, you know, a few more days at least. There's supposed to be some rain, but... And this has been the weather. Let's go to Mitch with the traffic. Sorry.
Sucks. Traffic sucks. Roads suck.
Drivers suck. Everything sucks.
You know what's coming up?
What?
Lemonade ice cream season at Mitchell's.
Oh, hell yeah.
And by ice cream, you know what I mean.
Yeah, sorbet.
The stuff that won't make me poison myself.
It won't make your intestines sad.
Yeah, I won't get the ice cream poisoning.
What else?
My dad says ice cream poisoning is when you put on 10 pounds because you're eating ice cream every day. He gave himself that one year. He was holding his belly. He's like, looks like an allergic reaction here.
I I actually bought ice cream for the first time in quite a while.
What kind?
I do the it's called Brookie Dough from Aldi.
Is that brownie and cookie dough?
Yes, brownie batter and cookie dough.
That sounds awesome.
It is quite good.
They have some non-dairy flavors, but they're kind of hit or miss.
Yeah, I've had some. Like, I tried one of their. I had bought a gallon of because I for some reason I'm a fan of chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream. I bought their house brand in the quart size one time. Just wasn't good. It really didn't.
Well, like that stuff in your fridge that I bought at Giant Eagle, the coffee bean cashew milk ice cream. It has almost no flavor to it.
That's what you're saying. I have not tried it, and I really don't want to.
You're like, how can something that smells so good taste like nothing? And for, like, the first time I tried it, I remembered thinking, oh my god, do I have COVID? Then I ate something else. I'm like, oh no, it's just this.
Well, by the way, happy time change, everyone.
Congratulations to Jason.
It's 7:15.
I'm getting laid.
Jason with an O, yeah. Congratulations, dude. Way to go. Yeah, it's 7:15. It's still light out.
It's fine this time of year. It's, I'm not looking forward to when it's like 10 o'clock at night and it's still bright out.
I'm not looking forward to when it's like 9 o'clock out and it's still like 90 degrees outside.
Oh yeah, and the humidity.
Mm-hmm. And my air conditioner kicks on every 5 minutes because, of course it does, because then I hear First Energy just, you know, I hear the cash register going at First Energy. Yes, yes, we will make more money so we can bribe more government
officials. You think anything's going to happen with that?
No.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's pretty clear.
No, because who's in charge?
The guy at the head of the bribery scandal.
Yeah. Yeah, the guy... The people who are accepting the bribes are the ones in charge of, you know, clearing up this bribery scandal.
Yeah. Get fucked, Mike DeWine. I'm sorry. You don't like the F word on podcasts? In that context, though.
No, I can agree with that. And we're going to start calling it a Doug warning, not a Clara warning, because... you know, Doug's getting older, you know.
He's got delicate sensibilities.
Yes.
Well, that was delicious.
Yes, it was. So... anything else you want to add before we wrap this up and sit and relax and watch some TV?
No.
All right. Well then, yeah. Grape Outshine bars. That's a thumbs up from me.
Every Outshine bar.
Yeah, everyone.
Great,
yeah.
So far. That 10 out of 10 popsicle brand.
If you have them in Canada, try them. I don't know if you do or not. No clue. But anyway, happy snacking, everyone.
Later, Tater.
All right, we're here. It's February 18th-ish. Okay, not ish. It's actual. We're just at CVS getting a birthday card for my dad, who turns 80 on Tuesday, and we ran across something exciting. Steph, what does it say on them?
Easter brunch jelly beans.
Woohoo!
So we've got an assortment of flavors. We've got some coffee, some mimosa, some cinnamon rolls, some pancakes.
I think there's just a little tab thing you just tear down the side.
Oh, there is. Fail.
So, yeah, let's just try
it. Oh, God, it smells incredible.
try a few of these.
So I gave you, here's the yellow one.
Okay.
Here, no, we're each going to try it. Okay. See what it is.
Mmm. Ooh, that's good. What is that caramel? Is that the caramel?
Could be the caramel cold brew. There's an orange one. Maybe the mimosa? That's mimosa. Just like an orange.
Okay.
This, I think, is berry smoothie. Ooh, that's good. Just like a standard berry. And this, I think, is the blueberry maple pancake.
Oh, yeah, that is.
I don't know that I like that.
I like it.
So here's the brown one, and then I'm going to have, it's like a dark brown, maybe purple one. I think I got the chocolate donut.
Ooh. That was the caramel cold brew that I just had.
So the other one we had must have been maybe the cinnamon bun. But it didn't taste very cinnamony.
That's still good.
These are good. I wouldn't have guessed what they were, some of these flavors, but a good mix.
There's two bags of them?
Oh, yeah.
You can have the rest of that, and I will take the other
for
myself. There, buy one, get one free. So consider that me giving you the free one.
I just got the cinnamon one, and it tastes like a Red Hot. Not actually a cinnamon bun. Not bad. I like how I came into your house hot. Fell into the house because the wind wouldn't let me open the door. Danced a lot, sang at you, went to CVS, you gave me coffee, or you gave me caffeine, you gave me sugar, danced my way through CVS, you told me to stop dancing, and now you're giving me more sugar.
Hey, no problem. So.
I'm getting mixed messages from you, Jason.
You know. I'm trying to be positive.
I made you feed me a mint like a baby bird because I wouldn't take my gloves off.
Oh, so. Yeah, so we were at my parents' house. Maybe we'll record on the way home. I don't know if we remember. So.
Yeah, that was a good experiment. I bet the Thanksgiving ones are even better because those are harder to find.
We're going to have to order those.
Yeah.
When they come out. So. Alrighty, folks. Yeah, we'll talk to you in a bit, maybe-ish. Either that or this will be the part, you know, this will be a part one of, an extended episode. So, alright, folks. Later.